Poverty of spirit is being aware of how little we are and how big God is, and having a deep abiding desire to do everything for the sake of God. And you must cultivate this poverty of spirit. That's why I tell you over and over again, you've got to read the Gospels. You've got to read the Psalter. Say your prayer. Say the Jesus prayer. Pray for others. These are things that are very necessary for you to be able to have poverty of spirit. But preeminently, with all those things, you could do all those things and just be a terrible person if you're not aware of who you are and who God is. Aware every moment of this. If we were aware that people are made in the image of God, and yet still we do terrible things, then there wouldn't be violence. We've seen so much violence in our country. Crazy, insane violence. So many people being killed. We've seen insane things like policemen not being served in certain restaurants, and people being beaten on buses because of the color of their skin. It could be either color, black or white or brown. Just because a stranger looks different or comes from a different part of town. There's been shootings, there's been stabbings, there's been all of this crazy insanity because people are not poor in spirit. If they're not poor in spirit, then they judge someone else as that person is the other. You know there is no other? There's no other in this world. We are all the same. We are all human beings made in the image of God. If that was understood, even a small amount, then we wouldn't have the rioting, the killing, the hatred, the rhetoric, and the push to take away personal freedom, which I think is coming next. Or it's actually, it's arrived. It just hasn't fully expressed itself.